'cause it's the end of time. And the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do.
We're on the air, folks. Thank you for tuning in on this Sunday to the American Freedom Party Report. This is a longer show, 3 hours, from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. And so it gives us an opportunity to take your calls and talk a little bit more in detail on the things you are concerned about. So don't hesitate to call at 800-313-9443. I'm James Kelso here on February 12th. 2017, and I think that means we're 22 or 23 days into the Trump presidency. This show is sponsored by the American Freedom Party, as its name indicates, the American Freedom Party Report. You can check us out at theamericanfreedomparty.us. That's our website. And if you want to get involved, you can join the party. A number of things you can do. Joining the party is only $25. Easy enough. And you can use our news page. Put that among your bookmarks for a favorite place to check out the news and so on. You can also link to this radio show there at theamericanfreedomparty.us. And with us today, we have George in Maryland. I was just talking to George. George, thank you for joining us.
Good to be here, James. Interesting and momentous times we live in.
Yes, indeedy. And the Paul Fromm is not on the air right now, but he is a very frequent co-host here on the program. And there's a story today, a Canadian story that I was hoping to share with Paul. If we don't catch him today, we may catch him tomorrow or the next day. But a story about, well, here, asylum seekers fleeing U.S. for Canada brave extreme cold. Farhan Ahmed, a 36-year-old refugee claimant, pictured in a Winnipeg hotel on February 9th after arriving with a group of other migrants over the U.S.-Canada border to seek asylum. Farhan Ahmed hoped to, well, let's see here, a few words cut off here, to find refuge in the United States after fleeing death threats in Somalia. Oh, right. Oh, right. I believe that.
There you go.
Oh, poor Farhan, 36 years old. He looks totally in shape, muscular. I'm sure he lived in fear every day there in Mogadishu. but fear over a U.S. crackdown on immigration sent him on another perilous journey to Canada. The 36-year-old was among nearly two dozen asylum seekers who braved bone-chilling cold on a February weekend to walk across the border, trudging through snow-covered prairies in the dead of night to make a claim in this country. And I'm assuming this may be a guy I've seen locally here in North Dakota, because he ended up in Winnipeg. He left from North Dakota. So this guy, I'm looking at his face here. Have I seen him in the supermarkets? It was a record number of arrivals for a single weekend in the small border town of Emerson, and Canadian officials said Thursday they are bracing for more. U.S. President Donald Trump's controversial ban. You can't just call it a ban. It's controversial. On refugees and nationals from seven Muslim majority. Nations. Blah, blah. We lost a sentence there. Among the first wave of immigrants to Canada in the wake of Trump's measure was a two-year-old boy. Oh, here we go. Here comes the tears now. Two-year-old boy. What kind of heartless person are you out there in the audience? You're not going to let a two-year-old boy get asylum? Who reportedly begged... Oh, God. George. Who reportedly begged his mother to let him die in the snow because he could walk no further. Right. This is reporting. This is the news.
Only in America, Jane.
Yeah. Two others lost their fingers to frostbite in a minus 20 degree temperatures when they made the same trip in December. Wayne Pafil works at the Emerson Hotel, steps from the boundary. Asylum seekers, he said, often stop here for a moment of respite after walking up to 7.5 miles from the United States, coming in to ask if they have reached Canada. Others have called police for help and are taken to the closest border outpost where they can file an asylum claim. And I see Paul would have an awful lot to say on this, folks, because it's so bad in Canada. Could it be worse than America? Actually, it is. All these people have to do is just fill out a form and say, I am a refugee. You remember Lon Chaney and the Hunchback of Notre Dame? Sanctuary! Sanctuary! Claiming sanctuary in the church there in Paris. That's all they have to do. And it's granted.
That's a frightening memory of the watching that movie and hearing that scream. That's what we are getting.
Yep. They usually call us if they're cold or lost, and we find them on the side of the highway, said Royal Canadian Mounted Police Corporal Paul Manegra.
It's fairly instructive, I suppose, that they have a better chance of surviving the trek through the snow than they do 20 minutes in Mogadishu, although I don't really believe that.
And folks, you have to see the scene up here in North Dakota to realize what this means. These people in North Dakota, in this case the Somalians, they're on easy street. They are on easy street, driving new cars, better than mine. All their kids have nice, shiny new braces if they need them. They're on easy street. They're all provided with jobs that are, 100 times the pay of anything they could have gotten in Mogadishu. Housing provided. They're fast-tracked to U.S. citizenship. Everything's waived. University requirements to go to this premier university here, University of North Dakota, all that's waived so they can get a degree, which my kids aren't going to get the benefit of that. So here we go. People often come from Djibouti, Ghana, Nigeria, and Somalia, said an agent whose agency works out of a building designed by a top Canadian architect who was once himself a refugee. The numbers are high, but the risky routes asylum seekers take are also alarming. Well, the craziness of this, folks, these people have it made here, and they will then walk out into the snow. It is minus 20 sometimes here. And if you get a 20 or 30 mile an hour wind when it's minus 20, folks, you can, you better have some awfully good thermal gear on if you're going to stay alive.
Well, James, I wish we could get all 50 million of them to take that route. But speaking of 50 million, you and I are chatting. Let's bring it up for a minute, James. And we're talking about just the volume of humanity that is here that shouldn't be here. And is it 11 million? Is it 111 million? Is it 50? And we're talking about how many have to be, how to go. And, you know, our quick calculation is we need to make 3,500 people every day go away.
Yes.
Or we need to make 75,000 people a week go away. Well, the number that is really politically important is the total of them. Let's suppose that there are 50 million. The 50 million people who demonstrably, they're only here because the left wing has arranged for them to be here.
Nice. I like that.
And they are either totally illegal or they're very close to it. And that's why you and I are having this discussion or the show. That's why Trump exists. 50 million people.
Yeah.
Either they go or we go. This is war, sports fans. If we don't make those 50 million go away, we, the founder settler people, as Paul Fromm says, we are going to die.
I sound a little bit
like Paul Craig Roberts, but you know that's what the other side has wanted all these years.
Yes.
So I don't, you know, do we want to send them out 3,500 at a day, or make them all leave at the same time? It's really kind of immaterial. But you know, I'm ready for my audience to come and provide cover for Donald Trump or whatever it is. Going, this is our chance. We're not going to get too many others. 50 million people need to be removed from the United States, contiguous 48 states.
Yes.
I don't particularly care how they're removed. They sure as hell don't particularly care about how they get here. And the left wing doesn't. My personal situation has suffered miserably due to the presence of this. I mean, where I'm sitting right now was 100% white, 1967, and it was a good life. Well, guess what? It ain't 100% white now, and my representation is 0%. There's nowhere in the People's Republic of XYZ who has my politics. So
yes.
I have no sympathy. 50 million of you people, you are usurpers. You are taking food out of the mouths of my children, and you are destroying my effing country. So you want sympathy? You're not getting it from me, and I think 50 million people need to be removed. Personally, I don't care if it's humanely or otherwise. This is my country.
Yes, and folks, what George has just done is shifted the focus to the big picture, and I started out with the little picture, the detail of a couple examples, and this is what George is onto is, in fact, the important consideration. And I'm looking for a term, I'm looking for a metaphor, for an analogy to portray what George is talking about, and the word equilibrium comes to mind. And let me apply that, think of a metaphor or analogy, a boat that has a hole in the bottom, and you're in the boat, and your life depends on the boat. You're going to drown if the boat sinks. Your life depends on the boat. You're taking water. You must have an equilibrium of bailing with taking on water. Absolutely, you can't be just falling behind a little bit every hour. You know, 10 buckets of water come into the boat and we bail out 9. No, not good enough. You're going to sink. You're going to die. You have to have equilibrium. And that's our situation. If we think of our country, our nation, our culture as our boat, in which we live and upon which our life depends, these people coming in as invaders, they're coming in much faster than we're bailing. Now, let me, in today's show, I'm going to go to some more details, some more individual examples of people who have made national headlines, individual people who are being deported. And it's a national story. One woman here, one husband there, being deported, it's a national story, meriting the arrival of the foreign minister of Mexico at an angry meeting in America of these people who are springing to the defense of one single woman who's being deported. Now, Folks, we have to have thousands a day who are going back on trains in large quantities, or we don't have equilibrium. Because thousands are, in fact, getting in, the way these Somalians did, walking into Winnipeg, or walking across the Canadian line. The RCMP takes them to Winnipeg, gives them hot cocoa and blankets and money. But there, thousands are coming across the border every day. Thousands are coming on airplanes and simply not leaving. It's so easy to get into this country. You just arrive on an airplane and you don't leave. All you got to do is get an airplane ticket into the U.S. You could even get a cheap one. You could get an airplane ticket from, let's say, Ciudad Juarez to El Paso. Have a short flight of a few hundred yards. So any kind of cheap airplane ticket, you get into the U.S. and then you just vanish into this sea of millions of people who are being extracted one at a time. Let me go to a story that illustrates that. I think I got the word there, George, equilibrium, and the image of a boat taking on water.
I do kind of like it. It reminds me of heat balance for you physics geeks out there. It's a capital Q, and heat balance with incoming solar radiation and what is sent back out by other means. It is fairly delicate. The creators made it work pretty well for the last 4 billion years. But if that equilibrium were destroyed and we had a whole lot more Q coming in than going out, we would become French fried potatoes. Or if the Q coming in was insufficient, we would have an ice age with glaciers. I get a big kick out of that, James. The political side of physics of the atmosphere and things like that, it's so politically charged. I mean, in the 70s, it was, oh, my God, we're going to have an ice age and we're all going to die. And I know you remember that. And we couldn't have the SST fly at 50,000 feet because its gases would block the sunlight and usher us into an ice age. And imperceptibly, sometime in the 70s, we decided to go from ice age to global warming. And that was a la mode for 30 or 40 years. Now they have to go with climate change because they know that neither one of those is worth a poo.
Right. So here's another headline showing the problem that we have, that we have no equilibrium in saving our ship. Mexican migrants signal they prefer detention to deportation.
Oh, that's so... I'm glad you prefer that. I'm sorry, James. Tell me more.
Dateline Phoenix, all but one of about 50 undocumented Mexican migrants. And notice these soft and gentle words. They're undocumented. They're migrants. They're not illegal aliens. They're just undocumented. At a meeting yesterday, indicated they would rather risk detention and long court battles in the U.S. then return to Mexico voluntarily. A majority of the migrants at the meeting in Phoenix, which included Mexican officials, this is what I'm bringing here, folks, signaled in a show of hands that they were ready to fight deportation in U.S. courts. And they said, even if that means detention for weeks, asked former Mexican Foreign Minister Jorge Castaneda. So the former ministers at this meeting, this is an act of war, folks. Even if it takes months, shouted one woman. Even if it takes years, another yelled. We are here to fight.
Well, that's a good way of saying it. They are invaders, practically in a military term. If you gave them weapons, they'd certainly shoot us with them.
Yes, Castaneda and others will come back to Jorge Castaneda right after this break. Stay tuned. And your calls.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that LimeScale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate LimeScale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that LimeScale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate LimeScale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
So sick and tired of listening to what you got to say. I decided I just got to stand up and say so. Sick and tired of being sick and tired of being sick and tired of being treated this way. So I made my choice.
Gonna We're back, folks. Thanks for tuning in here to the American Freedom Party. We have a caller waiting on the line. We'll get to you, Charles, in California shortly. And the rest of you, please feel free to call at 800-313-9443. We're opening the show with a discussion of the number one issue facing us, the issue that Donald Trump rode to his election, the issue with which he trounced mealy-mouths like Jeb Bush and other people who did not have what it takes to be honest about immigration. And so we're starting the show today with that discussion. And Donald Trump has delivered. Let's go to some of the good news here. Donald Trump is now doing what he said he would do. But we're encountering the enormity.
Show today is February 11th, 2017. My guest is Paul Fromm, the director of the Canadian Association for Free Speech. Also director of the Canada First Immigration Reform Committee.
Got a little extraneous audio there.
It's extraneous.
Let's see if we can get...
Sorry about that.
Oh, okay. That's Paul. Okay.
Yeah.
Far be it for me to call you extraneous, Paul. Welcome to Paul Fromm. And Paul, we were at the beginning of the show, we were talking about something that deserves your comment. One of our initial stories was about, you know, you mentioned that this is an ongoing story, so there are numerous reportings of this, but there's a new account today of people walking across the border south of Winnipeg in the snow, trudging through the snow. Oh, I've got to read this for you, Paul. You'll just get this, Paul. Oh, my gosh. I want to share this with Paul, folks. Among the first wave of immigrants to Canada in the wake of Trump's measure was a two-year-old boy who reportedly begged his mother to let him die in the snow because he could walk no further.
Oh. Now, what sort of terminally irresponsible parent does this? You know, it's a good boo-hoo story for the first 5 seconds until you realize what it's all about. This is outrageous. If there's any reason for upset here, it's with the stupid parent.
Yes, the murderous parent, folks. If I took my five-year-old and said, son, we're gonna walk 10 or 20 miles through snow. We're gonna walk to Winnipeg. We're gonna leave North Dakota. And by the way, Paul, all of these people who are trekking into your country have it made here in North Dakota. And by the way, it's happening at Buffalo. It's happening in Minnesota. They're crossing at British Columbia. They're crossing all across the Canadian border, but they have it made here. Yeah. This whining, this person that took their two-year-old and threatened their two-year-old's life severely by putting, and you know, anybody, you know, little children, folks, their little fingers get frostbite, you know, in a quarter of the time that yours or mine would. You do not take little children. That's just basic code. If people here in North Dakota see a little child improperly dressed in the cold,
you're talking about the culture over there where children are very expendable in places like Mogadishu. But I'm going to go ahead and say it. Yeah. Children are expendable in Nigeria and Ghana and all those places.
Yeah.
And it's the tradition of the male of a family over there to regard his sons as rivals and threats. If he can get rid of a few of them, that's a good economic thing. How about that, liberals?
And George has just stated one of the strongest arguments against multiculturalism and against allowing in people from radically, wildly different cultures than our own. I mean, how do you change the opinion of parents like this? Well, I don't think you can. In fact, why should we have to? Why should we have these people in our countries? I must say this is more bad news for Canada because the silly willies don't have a strategy. The strategy would seem to be,
We'll get to Paul's thought on the other side of this break. And Byron in Canada, please call back, Byron. We lost your call. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name. 'Cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto. Just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Well, I'm out to find me a wealthy woman in a line of work that don't take no diploma. I ain't got much to lose, but got a lot to gain. Well, some might call me a good time fella. I ain't black and I ain't a yellow.
I ain't yellow.
Boy looking for a place to do my
thing. Well, the other concept that we're talking about here with George this afternoon is the concept of equilibrium or proportionality, that we have to, if we are, you know, we're hearing national headlines about one single person, 1 2-year-old, who said, "Please let me die, mommy," in the snow. And in order to write, to protect, I use the example of a lifeboat. You know what? You and I and George, this nation, this country, our culture is the lifeboat upon which we depend for our very existence. And it has a hole in the bottom, yeah, in through which water is coming in at a tremendous rate. If we do not bail out that water at least as fast as it's coming in, our boat will sink. And we have, maybe 5,000, no one knows actually, do they? But let's say we have 5,000 new invaders every day. If we're not sending at least 5,000 back, including not to speak of the backlog of 10 or 20 or more million already flooding our boat, we're going down, folks. If we have to have a national headline with the former foreign minister of Mexico having a meeting over one single case, and it's going to, through courts, getting appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court for every single one of millions of people, folks, what that means is we're not bailing as fast as we have to. These people have to be going back. Here's the headline, the missing headline, Paul, that we need. Update. 10 trainloads of illegals went across the border today. Update tomorrow. 10 more trainloads of illegals went across the border. And 100 airplane loads flew out to places like Somalia. That's the headline we need. And the shocking thing, Paul, is that we're learning when we have headlines talking about one single person's case, what that means is that nobody's being sent back. At least, in other words, they're all coming in. There aren't any people going back. There isn't any enforcement. We're being swamped. And the left now has organized, they're viciously organized everywhere in America, in Canada. This is their route to conquest of our countries, is to overwhelm us with a tidal wave of non-white invaders until we have lost our countries.
That's what Ann Coulter said last week. The article, I don't know where it is. It'd be good to read it again, but I love the way she said it, that the left used to send horrible riots and Molotov cocktails or whatever it is they did to taunt us the last 50 years. Then they decided, well, we'll just do away with America altogether. And this is how they plan to do it.
Yes, now here, now,
I'm telling you that road does go back the other way. All we need to do is have the political will to do it.
In this story, James, I sense another George Soros planted piece of emotional news. It reminds me of the, I think his name was Adam, forget the last name. He was a little boy who washed up on the shores of Turkey in a suspiciously posed looking photo. His head was at a 90 degree angle to the sea. Well, anybody who's ever seen driftwood knows that's not the way it drifts in. But anyway, that picture went around the world, and it was a boo-hoo-hoo story. The poor little boy had apparently drowned in trying to, as his parents tried to sneak into Greece from Turkey in a leaky boat. This was a big guilt-inducing photo. Somehow it's our fault, and there's very little pushback. First of all, it was not our fault that his crazy parent or his heartless parents decided to try to sneak into a country where they don't belong. Then it turns out a few days later, after the photo had its impact, that, as a matter of fact, the person driving the unseaworthy boat was his own father. Well, then it turns out his own father's a people smuggler. So you can feel sorry, I guess, for the little boy without saying, oh, we've got to change all the rules. No. People break the law, break the rules, and sometimes bad things happen.
And now, here's an example, folks, of the all-out assault by the left on us. These Soros go ahead, Paul.
I'd like to know who said that. That's what the kid said. It sounds to me, frankly, like a an emotional story that maybe wasn't quite the truth. Would your 2 or 3 year old say to you, "Daddy, I'm so tired. I want to die"? I don't know. I've never heard anything like that.
Paul, you are correct. That is a BS story.
I think so. Bullshit.
My 5 year old was walking in the snow in our front yard, same kind of snow up at the Canadian border, and he had a hard time moving through the snow at age 5, which is a lot bigger than age 2. I can't even imagine a 2-year-old trying to navigate through the current blanket of snow we have here.
It's a bunch of garbage. The 2-year-old wasn't working. I basically think that the whole story is a bunch of BS.
I think so, too.
If anyone had him, they would have had him strapped in a backpack or XYZ. I'm real, real suspicious of the entire thing.
Yes.
How many Somali... yeah. I'm, you know, this dark as night black man from what far West Africa. And here I am in Minnesota or XYZ in North Dakota. And I'm just going to start walking north. You know what? I don't believe that story at all.
Yeah, well, they are showing up in Canada. Now, this also illustrates another point of the equilibrium in the boat taking on water story. These people on the left, they will use any and every ruse, cheating, dodge to get around, to break the law, to flood our country.
It's called fake news.
So in this case, they're going to go to Canada and take advantage of the better deal that they get in Canada. Canada is more is. Even loonier than America, if that's possible, in granting asylum.
Regrettably, it's possible.
Yeah. So look at this. Here's one of these left-wingers. This is Erica Guevara Rosas, who is the America's director of Amnesty International. Erica Guevara Rosas writes, she says, the other Trump executive order that will hurt refugees, she says, judging by the spat between U.S. President Donald Trump and his Mexican counterpart, President Enrique Peña Nieto, over who will pay for the infamous wall, it's infamous, to separate their countries, the two leaders could not be further apart. But the two presidents have something in common. They are both ignoring the lives of the many men, women, and children who are desperately fleeing some of the most violent countries on earth. Trump's scandalous executive orders are already proving devastating for hundreds of thousands of refugees across the world. But
I'm weeping bitterly, Jane.
Yeah, yeah. But it is Central Americans who are immediately affected by what has now turned into one of the largest human rights crises in the Americas. You need only look at the fine print in President Trump's January 25th executive order on border security and immigration enforcement to see it. The order allows for migrants, many of them asylum seekers, to be detained as soon as they cross the U.S.-Mexico border and to be immediately deported to Mexico.
That'll be a damn good start.
That's a damn good start. Now here's where she comes in with the tear jerking. Many have endured unspeakable horrors in one of the most dangerous journeys on earth. President Trump's proposed system violates the fundamental right not to be deported to a country where an individual would be at risk of suffering serious human rights violations, including torture or death. Mexico.
Well, geez, let's go send them to Harlem, see how much better that is than where they're coming from.
With no protection, migrants and refugees will be at immensely high risk of being kidnapped, suffering extortion, sexual violence, or even death. The deadliest countries, she writes. She says, Presidents Trump and Peña Nieto and the presidents of the countries these people are fleeing from claim that most of the hundreds of thousands of men, women, and children fleeing Central America are economic migrants, people who choose to leave their countries in search of a better life. In other words, they're just opportunists. Well, Erica Guevara Rosas doesn't – this is the new George Soros line. No. They're not just coming to get in on the goodies. Oh, no, their lives are at stake. This could not be further from the truth, she writes. El Salvador and Honduras are not at war in the sense that Syria is, but they might as well be. The United Nations has ranked El Salvador as one of the deadliest countries on earth outside a war zone, with more than 108 homicides per 100,000 inhabitants in 2015. In Honduras, the rate was 64 per 100,000 inhabitants. And it is not only the shocking homicide rates that make these countries virtual living hells for hundreds of thousands of people. Okay, I'll buy that, Erica Guevara Rosas. Virtual living hells. I think you're right.
And why don't we merely send them all to Brazil, which is a perfect paradise, right?
Yeah. But what's the solution, Erica Guevara Rosas? Just send all these people into a nice country, a good country, until they turn our country into a virtual living hell?
Are you suggesting there's something more going on here? Is there an agenda, James?
Yeah. So here's new George Soros line, and she's the head of Amnesty International, so this is authoritative. They're going to be crying and screaming that these people, they face rape and death if they're sent back. And they'll be going to judges claiming this, and idiot judges will be listening to these.
Not so much idiot judges, Jamie. These are very well-paid, pinko, left-wing George Soros judges who make $350 an hour. There's no idiocy in there at all. And I know I grew up with some judges. I'd say it. They were my basketball partners 40 years ago. And this is what they do for a living. And we have talks about it, and they go, you know, George, I'm sorry you don't like it, but it makes me rich, makes me feel good, and that's what I do. Yeah. I bring migrants and I bring outsiders into your neighborhood, and I really love my $350,000 a year judge salary.
Yeah. Let's go to a caller, Charles in California. Are you still with us, Charles?
Yeah, it's been on hold for 24 minutes. Oh, 25. Okay. Anyhow, I was just wondering, you guys think that Trump is going to actually deport people?
Absolutely. What do you think?
What do you think?
Well, I'm not as confident as you guys are, but I'm not saying he isn't. It's just, we're putting a ban on seven countries that, you know, really, they don't have a lot of immigration into this country. But those countries.
Come up to North Dakota and see how many seconds it takes you when you get out of your car to spot your first Somalian in a hijab.
I agree with you there.
Thousands.
Somalis.
Charles, in North Dakota, the whitest state in America, with a very low population, third smallest, only 700,000 people up here. Somalians everywhere.
But you got that Lutheran Social Services up there making bank on that, don't you?
Lutheran Social Services is everywhere in America, as are all of these other agencies. And that's just the Somalians. How about the Nepalis? Can you believe that? There are whole refugee camps in Nepal.
I'll agree with you, but the Somalis don't take people's jobs. They're worthless in the workplace. The Chinese and the Mexicans and the people from India are the real issues as far as job. They're taking the jobs, and I don't see any action on that. I just hear more talk about the H-1B visas by these companies that want to bring them in for high tech. These Somalis are permanent welfare. They're not taking jobs from anybody, believe me.
Okay.
They are indirectly taking jobs because they're on the bloody payroll, and that's money out of my pocket directly into theirs, making me less employable. Yes, Charles, taking jobs.
I understand that, but as far as them getting a job from somebody, they're totally worthless. Okay?
Charles,
permanent welfare, I know. Charles. So I'm just saying is I'm more concerned about the Chinese and the people from India and the real Mexicans coming in here. I personally don't care about them seven Muslim countries that he's blocking. I mean, maybe that's a test for him, trying to see what he's up against. But
Charles, I forget the population of Syria. I think it's 20 million. One half of the population is right now calling themselves refugees. That's 10 million Syrians. Did you see the pictures, Charles, of the Middle Easterners flooding into Germany, 10 abreast, going down roads as a line going over the horizon?
I see them. Yeah, it's crazy. I don't want them coming here.
Thousands. These are huge numbers. In 1 year, let's go back to the analogy of the lifeboat. In 1 year, Angela Merkel has admitted over 1 million so-called refugees, and these are young, athletic men, the average guy, a strapping 30-year-old, muscular, who's supposedly a refugee, over 1 million of them into Germany. You can't do that. These are, by the way, all of them are from these countries that you're poo-pooing, saying that they're not, you know, these countries don't pose a big threat. And you also said they're not taking jobs. I'd like to hear Paul's commentary on this. Let me tell you, they are taking jobs. Lots of them just go for the welfare and don't take the jobs. Most of them go for the welfare and the job. And they are hired, even though they can't speak English, They have no qualifications. All of the job interview requirements that you and I have to surmount to get a job are waived. They are simply walked in, and I don't know what the scam is on the backside. Who's paying off these big companies with big checks to hire these so-called refugees? But I'll tell you, there's a lot of bucks changing hands. These people, they are taking jobs.
I know what you're saying, but they're not going to hire. Look, at the people that are getting the jobs that are being taken away are from the Chinese and the people from India and the Mexicans. And these people that are coming here from these countries that Trump are just, they're not, they can't work technology. They can't work with the people. They're misfits. Okay. But they're still coming.
Charles, hang on. Charles, by the way, I apologize.
Stop on the Chinese, okay?
Charles, I apologize for making you wait so long. If you could hang on over the break here, we'll come back to your very good point, and I want Paul to address it. Are these people taking our jobs? Stay tuned.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I had gout in both my knees, and it's gone.
Well, I'm pretty stupid. I should have ordered it, 15 years ago. It's the most effective product that I've ever bought in my life.
He had eczema on his hand, and it cracked for years. Mm-hmm. He did anything from doctor, every cream, everything. And 3 months on the veggies and fruit, it was gone.
They're just awesome. They keep asking me, what am I doing? I told them what I did with my cholesterol. I had the blood test, right? And it went down 100 points. 262, now it's 162. Everything is just perfect.
Balance of Nature is celebrating its 20th anniversary by providing you the best offer they've ever given. 2 free months of fruits and veggies and free shipping. Call now for details. Call 1-800-2468-751. That's 1-800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code TALK.
When this war is over, it will be a better day.
We're back, folks. I hope Charles is still with us. I want to address this question. Are these people taking our jobs? They certainly are. And I'll add, are they lowering our wages? If you have people flooding in by the millions who will work for any wage, they actually get good wages. That's arranged for them. They're not working for bottom wages. But they are driving down the employers. If you had a little bit of a shortage of labor, supply and demand, the employers would have to bid up the price of labor in order to attract laborers. And those folks in America who are at the lower end of the economic scale would be getting nice big raises if they weren't competing with 50 million illegals who are... go ahead, Paul. And yeah. Paul, go ahead, Paul.
Yeah, your caller is right to a certain extent. some communities work more than others. And have more skills. The Chinese and the Indians tend to have more skills, more in the tech area, and so on. But they're still competing with native-born Americans, and as you say, lowering their wages. Other communities, like the Somalis and so on, seem less capable or interested in working, but some do take low-level jobs, and there they compete with the most vulnerable Americans. Those are the ones that are maybe just getting into the workforce, or those with low qualifications, or in many cases, blacks. It's just a coming and going, a bad deal. And then the ones on welfare, as George was saying, impose a tax burden on Americans. So it becomes harder to get a job. Jobs become more low-waged or stagnant-waged, and more in taxes have to be extracted to subsidize the invaders. It is lose, 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 lose.
I'll give you another example of the lose, lose, lose. A white couple that has to pay these huge taxes to finance all of these so-called refugees, they're working, they're exhausted. They're not having children. Millions of children are not being born because the couple is overworked. And they're thinking, we can't save any money. We're not going to have children this year. Then next year, well, we're not going to have children this year either because we don't have enough savings.
And James, you are all over it like white on rice.
That's right. That's absolutely right. We subsidize them to live on welfare, and we're taxed or worked half to death if we're lucky enough to have a job, and therefore we have fewer children, and they breed like bunnies on steroids. It's from a eugenics point of view, from a demographic point of view, this is swallow your handgun time. That's genetically what we're doing. It's race extermination on the installment plan. And I'm at the risk of sounding like a broken record, I smell the evil machinations of George Soros behind this little heavy-breathing story about the poor two-year-old who said, "Hey, oh, I just want to die, or leave me to die." Yeah, well, it sounds to me like a planted story, and it only works with good-hearted people who aren't very bright. We in general don't believe the people would pull stuff.
Yes, we got a break here. And we'll be back with your calls right after. Stay tuned.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.